1, 2, 3. Hello, everyone. Glory to God, for He is good, and His love endureth forever. I'm so glad you're here today. It is nighttime, but we're still here live to speak of the Word of God, which is transformative for your life and for my life. And so may God bless you through this live stream, and we know He can build you up as you listen to the very end, listening to my experiences and also what the Word of God says. We're going to deep dive into a reflection into the Word of God, into 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 16, around there. And we're going to be talking about one of the closest disciples of Jesus, which is Peter. And Peter is given, that name was given by Jesus, and it means the rock. It's like the foundation, the rock. Peter, he was like the leader of the pack. And so, my name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. And thank you, guys. Do me a favor. Hit that thumbs up, like button, type Jesus forever. Let me know you're here. And may God bless you as we go through this today together. Hello, Adeline and Jack and Nico. Hello, welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you guys are here. So, endure to the very end as you are going through hardships and persecution and trials and tribulations in life. God calls you to persevere, to be strong in the Lord, to persevere to the very end. Stand strong, for you know the promises of God. In the end, it's so much far better, which is the promised land. Amen. Oh, Minister Katrina Hogan says, Jesus forever. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm going to read the passage, and the passage is alive and well, and that's why we dig into the Word of God. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 14, it says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in faith, because you know that your brothers throughout all the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. So you're not suffering alone, but other people are also going through the same kind of suffering for Jesus Christ and the grace of God. God of all grace, who called you into eternal, not temporary, but eternal glory in Christ, and after you have suffered a little while, will restore you, himself to you, and will himself restore you and make you, what? Strong and firm and steadfast. Wow. And to him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And with the help of Silas, whom I regard as faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you to testify that this is the true grace of God. So stand fast in it. Stand fast in it. And she who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with kiss of love. Peace to all you who are in Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your wonders and mercy and just miracles. And we thank you that you brought us here together to tap into the Word of God so that we may be able to experience more and more and more of you. And Father God, we just thank you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would work in this place and allow us to understand exactly what this passage is saying. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Hello, KFGs. Amen, Katrina. Yes. So, for a reflection, we have two reflections, and reflections are always very powerful. So, for me, it helps me, so it helps you. And so, the first reflection is the resistance. And like standing up against those suffering and resistance. And number two is to stand fast, to stand firm in the Lord. For you all know that He is the God of victory, the God who wins and knows all things and sees all things. And so when you live in Christ, you live in victory. Amen. So number one, the resistance. Suffering is an inevitable part of a Christian life. Taking a stand for Jesus often results in insults, persecution, sometimes physical attacks by non-believers, but behind flesh and the blood opposition is your unseen enemy, the devil, the demons, like a hungry lion seeking its prey that is isolated, alone, and cut off the devil is eager to devour you, to destroy you, to steal, kill, and destroy your life. And two things encourage you in your struggles against him. First, you must stand firm in your faith in God, in Jesus, trusting God's power to protect you, to provide for you, to lead you, to give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge in your life. And the second is to, very, it's very important to know that you are not alone. You are not alone, for God is with you. He gave you the Spirit of the Lord to live in your life. Amen. And Christians in God's worldwide family are undergoing this similar attack. You're not alone in this attack. You're not alone in the persecutions. And your fight against the devil may result in painful wounds, but we can be certain that God himself will restore you and strengthen you. And one day, you'll be in a place where there's no more pain, no more suffering, no more sickness or disease. There's going to be pure bliss and joy, presence of God. Amen. And that's why we are hungry, hungry for the Word of God to equip us, to help us through these troubling, tough times. You know, I once was lost. I once was broken. I once was isolated. I once was far from God. And he was like this roaring lion who prowled and tried to devour me, tried to take my livelihood away from me, tried to take everything, my time, my life, away from me. But by the grace of God, when I turned back to him, God restored me and he gave me life. And now he's brought me into this wonderful relationship with each one of you guys. Praise the Lord. For he is a good God who never, ever lets us down. Amen. And number two, stand fast. What a wonderful demonstration of humility that you see in Peter's closing words. The great apostle acknowledges this invaluable help of Silas, whom he calls his faithful brother. He credits Silas for the role that he played in the actual writing of the letter. And we can learn a lesson from Peter. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is meant to take place within the context of community. And the opposite of community is isolation. It's not meant to be taking place in isolation, but in community with other believers who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you guys work together in order to further the mission of God, to further teach and share the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Peter, he closes this letter by sending a heartfelt greeting from fellow believers based in a place referred to as Babylon, most likely Rome. And this message is something that shows you that you need each other. We need each other in order to grow optimally, in order to grow in his presence, in order to be built up so that we can sharpen each other. Just like iron sharpens iron, people sharpen another person. People sharpen people. We sharpen each other so that we are mentally sharp, alert, aware that we see each other's blind spots. So when we're not walking in the ways of the Lord, we most likely fall into the traps of this addiction, into a trap of a darkness, into a trap of scrolling your life away. Trap of binge-watching your life away, gaming your life away, drinking your life away. These are things, or gambling your life away. These are actually realistic things that people are struggling with. And the peace of God comes to you as you band together, as in a loving community that is Bible-centered, that is Christ-centered, that gives you a Christ-centered relationship, Christ-centered mind, and Christ-centered mission in your life. Recognizing this body of Christ, the church, is throughout the world, that you're never alone, because we know wherever you go, there's going to be people who believe in the name of Jesus. And if there's not, it's your duty to share this good news, because people are so hungry for it. Amen. So those two reflections are so important for each one of us to grasp, to understand, to instill into our hearts. And so you, our duties as believers, is to be vigilant, to be resistant to the devil, Be sober-minded. Be vigilant in verse 8 and 9. Because your adversary is the devil. As a roaring lion, he walks about, seeking for whom he may devour. He tries to devour you. But he cannot devour God. He cannot defeat God. When you have Jesus in your life, when you have the Spirit of the Lord in your life, you command the devil and he will flee from you. You resist him and he will run away and he will falter at your command. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Sickness, be gone. Darkness, be gone. Temptation, be gone. I will follow in Jesus' way, be committed to him, and do as he wills. Amen. And so, be sober-minded. Be self-controlled. Be alert. Don't be lazy. Don't just give in to your flesh and desires. Be alert, for the devil is trying to devour you. Know that he, actually, a very smart angel of the Lord, Lucifer, the bright morning star, but he rebelled against God. He made a mistake, trying to be God and overtake God's place. But he is too weak for that. He can't. So now he's on earth, the prince of earth, trying to control the government and the people and the greed and the desires of people so that they do not go to heaven. Instead, go into an eternal separation from God. And so the devil is your adversary. You're not team devil. You're team Jesus. Amen? Jesus forever. Jesus first in your life. And this devil, he's like a roaring lion seeking to devour whom he can. So what is your duty? Your duty is to resist the devil, is to know that others are suffering and also conquering the attacks of the devil, the attacks of Satan. So verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren, in your brothers and sisters that are in the world. So you are not alone. Amen. You know, Evelyn, I do love that name. But let's focus on the one true God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I may look like Bruce Lee to you, but I ain't Bruce Lee's son. So, I am the son of the one most living, the Heavenly Father who lives in heaven. Amen. And you are invited into this relationship as well. So your duty is to stand firm. Do not be intoxicated with drugs and alcohols of any kind. Do not be taken by the dopamine from scrolling from internet. You see, they're trying to suck you in and say, hey, if you chase this goal, you'll be satisfied. But I've gotten to the top so many times, yet I'm not satisfied. The only way I can be satisfied is to see more lives, see more souls being saved in the name of Jesus. And that's what drives me in my life, to serve our Lord God, who saved me from the pits of hell, who saved me, and he wants to save you as well. Amen, Ben. Hello. And so, you must watch out for the attacks of the devil. It's real, guys. The attacks are it is real. If you're not alert, if you're not sober, then you will not be alert enough to conquer the attacks and temptations of the devil. And you must overcome and be led out and resist these temptations, or else it's going to lead you straight to sin, destruction, and ruin. And I don't want you to be controlled by your flesh. Don't want you to be controlled by your sin. I want you to be free from those things. Have a free life from the things that are just not worth it, that are not going to truly satisfy your heart. Be free in the name of Jesus. And these are some things, the attacks of the devil, that you must look out for. You absolutely must know this. These that gratifies the flesh, like pornography, sex, food, slothfulness, position in a career, some clothing and possession, maybe it's Lambo, drugs, alcohol, recognition and power. These are the traps of the devil. You absolutely must know that there is no satisfaction in what the world has to offer you. No satisfaction. The only satisfaction that you can get is from our Lord Jesus Christ, who never, ever lets us down. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I wonder what ad to broadcast is. Hey. Whoa, look at that. Can you see this? It says, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow, that's so cool. Hey, Lynn, you just joined? That's so cool. Tay, saying hi. I say hi back. Whoa. Hey, that's so cool. I can make you bigger. Wow. Look, you're on the screen now. What's up? What's up? Yeah, glory to God. You have a question. Well, he is eternal. You know, angels are eternal. Angels live forever. Angels are timeless. And once they make one mistake, then forever they live with that mistake. Forever, they are not forgiven. But when we make mistake, we're actually given the blessing of time. And you have time to repent. Time to turn back to God. And plus, because of what Jesus done, now you can live in his righteousness and be saved and be forgiven. But the angels, if they make a mistake, they are eternally gone. Hello, Caleb. Aki's World, hi, hi. Caroline's Adventure says, I love you too. And Caleb says, ha, hey, wow. And so, Lucifer, he tried to be God. He tried to be like God. Just like he tempted Eve and Adam to be like God. He had a desire to be higher than God. And because of that, trying to elevate himself above God, that was his downfall. And that's why we absolutely must be careful not to live in our pride, but to live in our humility. Live in serving Jesus forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tiffany Wong, well, I do prayers at the end. All right? So glory to God. And praise the Lord, for he is good. This is so cool. Don't you like that shepherd's voice? So, I'm going to do that more later, as we go through this. As we go through this passage. And so we know the picture of Satan. Satan, he's the adversary. And the Greek word means paralegal or legal opponent, such as an opponent in a lawsuit. And it means a common day-to-day opponent, like a neighbor who opposes and stands as an enemy against you. And this is a picture of the devil opposing you in every inconceivable way, or a conceivable way. It's a picture of Satan standing in the law of court, standing in adversary in the court of God and accusing you before God. He's saying, you are not righteous, you are not worthy, and you deserve to go to hell. But Jesus said, no, I have washed you white as snow. I have given you peace. I have given you this eternal life. If you believe in me, because I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. So, amen. So here, Satan, he's standing here on earth, standing against you. He's not for you. Only God is for you. And he's doing all that he can do to trip you up and defeat you and destroy you and to bring you down like he was going down to hell. So, the word devil, diabolos, or diablo, means slanderer or false accuser. He is not saying that you are innocent. He's saying you are a sinner. just like him. And you deserve to go somewhere that is far from God. But God said, no, that's not true. You have a chance to walk in the ways and the righteousness of God today and forevermore. Amen. Wow, so much love today. Big Blue, Caroline's Adventure, hey there. So, what can you learn from this? Think about what this means, how deep God's heart must be cut and hurt when you sin. You as believers, person whom God gave his own son to die in your place, to pay such a price, to die on that cross for nails coming through his hands, through his feet, being pierced for your transgression. He actually cast his wrath against his own son because of sin. Think about how much it has hurt him when you sin, especially when you actually say that you love him. The devil is a slanderer, and you must stand up against him. Resist him. He will constantly slander you before God. He will use your sin to hurt God as much as possible. And for this reason, you must stand up against, strong against the devil. Protect your heart of God. Protect the heart of God to stand firm in him so that you will not bring hurt and pain to the Father's heart. Wow, I'm so excited to be able to pin all your names. Haha. So, we are so happy. So, do you think the end time's coming? Well, no one knows the date or time when Jesus comes. But we know that God is returning. He's gonna come. And it's on his own timing. For 2,000 years, people've been asking that. But we know it's his timing. And I'm not gonna worry about that. Because I know that he's got our back. He's already come in my heart. With the Holy Spirit in your heart, right? And so, hello Bella, you have a question? Yeah, so here, there it is. Do you think the end times are coming? Well, guys, end times. We might be even living in the end times. But you know, as long as Christians are here on earth, as a church on earth, we are the salt of the earth. And the salt preserves the earth, just like it preserves meat. And when the salt loses flavor or disappears, then that meat, that earth will rot. And you see, the rapture is coming. Jesus is coming to bring us out and to unite us with him. And when that happens, then we will be ascended to heaven or to his presence with other believers of all generations. And the earth will lose its saltiness. And guess what happens when it loses its saltiness? It will be destroyed by fire, by the sinfulness of mankind. And so, know that you are... We just must be ready. We must be ready. Praise the Lord. Eliana, praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Wow. Good. Jeremiah says, the end times will be like the day of Noah. I know that. Yeah, I see. The days of Noah, when Noah and his family were righteous. Noah lived to be 950 years old. And he spent 100 years building the ark, the ship, the boat. And people were making fun of him. And people were saying, you crazy. 100 years passed, nothing happened. And yet he was faithful to the very end. And in the end, God saw through his faithfulness. And his faithfulness saved not only him, but also his family. And so, your faithfulness will not only save you, but those around you when you lead them towards the right direction. Amen. Amen. Wow. This is crazy. This is great. So the devil, he tries to tempt you, tries to lead you to lust, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. He tries to lead you towards murder, the murder of human life, and experiencing just this real pain in life. That's what the devil did. Oh, you guys are just so conversational today. But he made the rainbow as a sign that he would never flood the earth again. And the flooding of earth, actually in the Bible, it says it's like the cleansing of the earth. It's not like the baptism of the earth, wiping out the sins of the earth so that the righteous may live. Interesting, isn't it? Naruto fans, 85. But he did say he would destroy it by fire. So fire is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, all this war, all this trial, tribulations, these rumors of war, the sickness, COVID, it's already written in the Bible that it would happen. And that's why you know the end times is happening. And that's why you know that what God said from the beginning of times, 2,000 years ago, it still holds true today. Whatever he says will come to pass. And that's why you not only want to focus on the negative things, not the destruction, but you want to focus on the promises of God. And the promises of God is so good, alive and well. Promises of God is for you and not against you. It should get you excited, guys. The promise of heaven, the promise of love, the promise of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Let's move on to the next part, because we don't have all night, and I would love to continue with this live stream, because this is my second live stream today. The first one was because yesterday I was not able to live stream because I was tired and it was late at night. But now I'm live streaming. I'm right here. Hey, this is such a blessing. Sus, you're my favorite YouTuber right now. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then someone asked, Tristan said, are you a Christian? Well, I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. And so, this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is to love the Lord. I mean, love others as yourself. And so I am a child of the living God, pointing others to him, to his glorious ways. Oh, how great he is. So how am I doing? I'm doing fantastic. Well, I did not sleep well last night. I slept only like 3 hours. Then I slept more in the afternoon. You see, the weekend was so busy. We had a witnessing day from 12 to 3 o'clock on Saturday at the shopping mall. And we reached so many people, sharing the gospel to strangers at the mall. And then on Friday, we had Friday Night Youth. And we had a worship prayer night, which was absolutely phenomenal in Fremont, California. If you're here, welcome. And so we had a great worship, great message. I gave a message. I thought it was absolutely great because our students were actually responding to me and saying, amen, amen. And I was like, whoa, you're actually saying amen to this? Glory to God. It actually threw me off because I'm used to seeing like on the text here, just saying amen, right? Without any sound. But here, my students were saying amen. And then we had a student testimony, or now she's a college student. And she was raised in a Buddhist family. And her family did not allow her to attend church throughout her whole high school, but she still led a Christian club in her school and was able to bring so many people into a life and a relationship with Jesus Christ, and even her brother, and let have that fire for Jesus. And so that testimony was so good. And now it was like one of the first or second, third time to join a church in Fremont. And I was like, wow, what a blessing to be able to have you come to our church. And then we had a wonderful prayer led by another college student. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's up, Modabo? What's up? Someone said, I'm smart. Thank you. Someone said, watching from Kenya. Wow. Nelly said, if Adam and Eve didn't sin, will there be sin or illness? Well, if no one touches the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then there would be no sin. Because that was the desire to be more like God, right? To think more like God. It's the desire that caused them to sin. But if they did not disobey God, then that sin would not have started. Because of one man, Adam, that sin was carried down through generations. But because of one man, Jesus Christ himself, he redeems us, he reconciles us, and he brings us into his presence. And that sin is wiped away, and now we're made righteous in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone said, love that you speak the truth about God. Ah, glory to God, for he is good. Beautiful. Wonderful. And so, we're going to look into chapter 5, verse 10 to 14. For 1 Peter, it's really talking about the suffering of the believers. How God provides, protects, and gives you power. There's 5 points to this. God's great resources, which is his grace, and his eternal call to glory. It's not a temporary call to glory. For God is God of all grace, who has called you into eternal glory. He's a God who is all glory. He doesn't need your glory. He's got it all already. He's all powerful, all knowing, all wisdom. He's all wealthy. He's got it all. And now he invites you into his eternal glory. Think about it. Someone at the top of the top, inviting you, a little small speck, to be part of his story. What an honor. And this was done by Jesus Christ, that you also suffered for a while. He didn't say for eternity. You don't have to suffer for eternity. You suffer for temporary. And you are strengthened. You're empowered in Jesus, because of God's perfect provision. He is perfect, and he restores you. He supports you. He establishes you. He strengthens you, and he settles you. Amen. And number 3, God's great power. To him, verse 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. To who? To God be the glory. All glory to God. Every milestone, every victory, everything that I do, all glory to God. Because without him, I'm nothing. Without him, there's no live stream. Without him, there's none of this. But by his grace, by his power, by his provision, all of this is made possible. So to him be glory and dominion. Dominion? What? What is dominion? To dominate, to win, to be victorious. Our God is not a loser. The devil is the loser. Our God is victorious. Christ is victorious. On that cross, he raised from the dead 3 days later, defeating sin and death. And when you live in Christ, who is in victory, then you live in victory. And you live from a season of victory to victory. Seasons change, right? Well, you go from victory to victory, glory to glory, dominion to dominion. You live in his will. It's so good when you live in Jesus, for Jesus, in your life. from Jesus to Jesus. You don't go from Jesus to the devil. No, you're no fool. You ain't a fool. You're smart. You say Jesus forever. You let him be your God, your King, your Master forever, because you have tasted of his goodness, of his mercy, of his love, and his gift for you of salvation, hope, love, and the Holy Spirit, which, when the Holy Spirit transforms your life, you will have that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, selflessness. Wow, my head's spinning, guys. Self-control. Amen? And so, we are speaking of how good he is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then this final greeting from Peter. I'm not sure if this is going to wrap up 1 Peter. And then tomorrow, we're going to go into something else. That's exciting. I'm going to talk about what we're going into later. And then the final greetings from a faithful brother, Silas, from the faithful minister, Peter, who has written to share the true grace of God, and from the church at Babylon, which is Rome, and from Mark. So these are final greetings, not from just himself, but from a group, from a team that Paul or Peter has built. Glory to God. And the conclusion is the kiss of love and peace. He said to greet one another with kisses of charity. Peace be with you, all that are in Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's go into some application. But before I do that, I'm telling you guys, Jesus is the best relationship that you can ever have. You don't want to miss out. So pray this with me. If you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Dear Lord, I am lost and broken without you. I'm hurting without you. I'm in darkness without you. And I need a Savior. And Jesus, you are that Savior. So Jesus, come into my life. Transform my life. And I am committed to following you. What you say, what you want me to do. I'm committed to praying to you every day, to reading the Word of God every day, to listening to you speak every day. I'm committed to building your community. I love you, God, because you loved us first. And Lord, I pray that you guide me in every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. And the angels rejoices with you. And this second prayer is for everyone here. Lord God, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your domination. And thank you that you are the God who loves each one of us. And thank you for teaching us about how good, how great you are, even when we are suffering. Your provision and your power still lives, still reigns, and still is alive. And so, Lord, thank you for your grace, for your eternal glory, eternal peace, eternal strength that you give each one of us. So, Lord, we do not take this for granted, and we praise you so much for each and every day, each new day. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus himself. So we pray this, that you bless each and everyone here under the sound of my voice, that you provide for them, you protect them, you heal them, that you give them wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment in their life. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That was 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 14. So now, we're going to go into applications. And applications are one of my favorite time. And so, we are going to have some time when you can comment. And you can say, I need prayer. I can bless you guys. And may God bless each one of you guys as I go through this live stream and chat. So now, may God bless you. So Monkey, God bless you. And Corn de Buing says, please tell us the part of the Bible. Well, God bless you too. Glory to God. And Nico Caprio, Kids TV, Jesus is our Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hola, J. Gold. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Hello, Zane, Crusader Knight, Vias, Skilla, and Kyler, Bella. God bless you guys. And hi, I have a dog. You say, I believe in God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, if you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, let me know. For we don't take this for granted. So listen carefully to the application questions because I'm able to share my story with you so that you can know who I am and better of how to tackle these themes in your life. So first question out of four, what are some ways that you have suffered for your commitment to Jesus? Ooh, some ways? Well, you see, I have something called psoriasis and my psoriasis is flaring up. Because I'm sacrificing so much of my time, my energy, and my resting time to build God's kingdom here on earth, online. But it is worth it when it saves one more soul. But I need to take better care of my skin. Other ways I suffered, people made fun of me, ridiculed me. People rejected me. People just said, you're crazy. So I experienced that rejection. But hey, we suffer for God's glory. We know this suffering is only temporary and His glory is for eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, says, please tell us how Jesus was born. I'm 9. Well, Jesus, He was born through a virgin. Her name was Mary. And she was betrothed or a fiancé to Joseph. And they did not have any intercourse or anything with each other. She was impregnant by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. And then as He was in Mary's womb, He traveled from one place to another, all the way to Bethlehem. He was running away from King Herod, who was trying to kill Him. He was rejected and was born in a manger with the cows, with the horses, with the animals and chickens, with the poop and dung. He was born in a manger, like one of the lowest place. But that was His birth. A lot of people thought Jesus, the Messiah, was to be born in a palace, to be born somewhere extravagant, was to be elevated. But He was born in a lowly place with these animals in stinky places on hay. But He was born. And this baby boy who was born is our Lord and Savior. Is my Lord and Savior. Amen. Glory to God. Hey guys, thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you for follow and subscribe. And thank you guys for joining me on the live stream. Because it's really exciting what God is doing. Online, offline. Amen. And so, type some things so I can pin it more. Because I'm really, really excited for these things that I can pin. I did not know, but I hope that answered your question. And you're 9 years old. Glory to God. May God bless you as you continue walking in His ways. He's the best relationship that you can ever have. The world cannot take Him away from you. You believe in God. Just like Preston 2B. 11 says, I believe in God, and glory to God, for He will bless you and give you a life that is so much worth living. You have someone you can rely on, someone you can speak to in times of trouble. Amen. J Machine 1000 says, hi, brother in Christ. Hello, what's up? Good to see you. Glory to God. Let me try this. Too bad I can't copy and paste the text. But we are of Christ and not the devil. How have other Christians helped you during times of severe testing and suffering? How has other Christians helped you during times of severe testing and suffering? Well, other Christians helped me. Well, my cousin, his name is Richard, he invited me to River of Life Church, his church, after I got out of a bad toxic relationship. I was like totally isolated, had no direction. Yet he invited me into the college student group, or young adult group, and really helped me repair my life, repair my community, repair friendship, allowed me to have a place I can go to and honor God and praise God for what he's done in my life. You see, I was broken, but he healed my life. And for the first time, I was able to raise my hand to him in victory, in surrender to him, knowing that he is the good God who never lets us down. Praise God. Severe testings and suffering. And there's going to be more to come. But he's helped me. Other Christians helped me. Well, I have pastor friends who actually guide me in different avenues, different ways in how I should lead my ministry. And then I add my own flavor to it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hello. Ellen Teak says, God bless you and your family, bro. Hey, God bless you too. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, Jesus is the best. Amen. And my mom helped me by bringing me to church every Sunday. Glory to God. That is exactly what happens when your parents believe in God. There are other Christians too, right? And they bring you into the right places to church. So that is such a blessing to be able to be brought to church. Number three, how does your community, how does your community of believers encourage your faith? How does your community of believers encourage you of your faith? Well, I know for sure, faith is my strongest trait. And because my faith is so strong, it allows people to also catch that faith. It allows people to hear the true word of God and to know that he's got good plans for each one of us. Amen. And so, my faith encourages others. And I hope it encourages you as well. Because faith is actually built up. It may start small, but when you step out your comfort zone and trust God, then your faith will grow stronger and stronger. Praise God. Yes, and amen. And then, last question, in what ways are you standing in solidarity with Christians throughout the world? And so, in what ways are you standing in solidarity with Christians throughout the world? I'm standing with you guys. I'm with you guys. Right, Charlie? You're not alone. Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. We're never truly alone. We are standing together. We're the salt of the earth. We are important. We preserve the earth. We stop the Antichrist from doing what he wants to do, which is to dominate the earth, for have one currency, one world, one government, one military, one religion, which is not the religion that follows God. That's what the Antichrist is trying to do. Bring you far away from it. Trying to destroy you. But by God's grace, we as Christians, we stand firm together as a community, as a church. We grow with each other. And when we are with each other, we are stronger. Amen. Let's see. Someone said, talking about aliens, do you believe aliens are interacting with our planet presently? Well, Marvel, Marcus, I'll just tell you, I don't believe in aliens. I believe in God. And even if there's aliens, I know that God is in control and more powerful and higher than the aliens. Now, one of the shows that I watched is called Three Body Problems. I did enjoy that. And then they talked about aliens interacting with the planet. and actually manipulating things. And so this alien, they called it San Ti. And do you know what San Ti means in Chinese? San Di in Chinese. San Di in Chinese means God. And they called it San Ti in the movie. And guess what? San Ti. There's a higher power. A higher power. And that's God himself. And so I'm looking forward to the second season. I am. Glory to God. So Jesus is interacting with your planet. Amen. Let me see, there is. I had to get the door. Hey, man. We will hear the seven trumpets, yes, when Jesus returns. And Jesus is our one Lord, yes, Nico. Amen. Howard says, Jesus loves us all. Have a great day, folks. What a blessing. Glory to God. Wow, I love it. And then, Marcus, you have another thing. Here it is. Have you ever heard the conspiracy that governments are conspiring to create illusion of religious events to control people further, i.e. revelation? Well, you know, we have, like, do you know that they have the technology in order to focus the sun upon a region and then cause a fire? I believe that happened possibly to Hawaii, which is destruction. Did you know they have the power for cloud seeding? And then it causes rain to rain at places where normally there's no rain. Like in Dubai. That's why there was great flooding in Dubai. And so people now have the technology to control many of the natural stuff of the earth. Back then, they did not. But now, with technology, advancement, with AI, all these things, these are actually things that can trick people. They can cause people to fall and stumble and think, oh, this man, the politician or the person I trust, is saying this thing, but it's actually a deep fake. And actually an AI that is speaking it, not them. And I've seen a lot of clips, like maybe from NBA, about people trash talking, like Luka trash talking people. But that's not him. That's a deep fake. That's an AI thing. So it's a very dangerous thing. Gotta be very careful. Amen. So someone said, what is the Day of Judgment? Day of Judgment is the coming of Jesus. And the Day of Judgment is when all of us will be judged according to our life on earth. And if you believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, then that will determine that you will have eternal relationship with God. That means you're going to go into heaven. But on the other hand, if you reject Jesus and say no to Jesus during your lifetime and don't follow him, then you're going to have eternal separation from Jesus for a lifetime. And so, the Day of Judgment is when you're going to be in his presence or not. It's going to determine where you go. And so that's why today is the day that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Not tomorrow, but today. You say, I want to follow him. I want to know him more. And I will commit my life to him today. Marcus says, I believe a creator exists, but I'm agnostic. He doesn't believe in God, right? Agnostic is... Let me check. Define agnostic. someone who believes, one who believes that it's possible to know whether there's a God, who is skeptical about the existence of God, but does not profess true atheism, and one who's doubtful and non-committed about something. I see. Well, I don't believe religion could be accurately described by supernatural. Religion, that's why we don't follow religion. We make sure we have a relationship with our Creator. You believe in a Creator exists. And that Creator is God Almighty. He's in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the expanse. He created the land and water, created the animals, and He created humans in His image. He created us." Now, if you have any other explanations how you're created, whether it's the Big Bang Theory, no, it's not. It's been proven wrong, too. But there's only one way to have a higher power. And our Creator is the one that designed us, that told us what we're meant to be and how we live, which is an intimate relationship with Him, in which He sent Jesus to die on the cross for you so that you may have this intimate relationship with Him. Make sense? Yeah. You believe what you want to believe, yes. But I encourage you guys, continue exploring the Word of God. Just know that the day of judgment will come, and you don't know when Jesus will return. He can return tomorrow, next week, in a month, in 50 years, in 100 years, in 2,000 years. But it's coming. It's coming. So be alert. And the Kato Big Red says, "My favorite fruit is apple pie. I love apple pie too. Especially the homemade ones by my wife. It's so good." Lovina Beaton says, "We are the righteousness of God. When you follow in the ways of Jesus, accept Him and declare Him as your Lord and Savior, believe that God had raised Him from the dead, yes, you are made righteous. Because God, Jesus, He is righteous. And He made you righteous." Amen. Someone said, "Chemical storm?" Yes, it's a chemical storm. That's cloud seeding. I think I'm a little behind, guys. Shawana Gates says, "Good evening. I'm late." Hey, glory to God that you're here. And, you know, praise God. That's so nice. Don't worry about lateness. You can always watch the replay on YouTube. Yeah, Jesus loves you so much. So, so much. Thank you. Amen. And okay, so Jesus loves you. You're awesome for spreading the word of God. All glory to God. All glory to God. Yes. I'm so glad you love Jesus. I'm so glad that He is your Lord, your Savior. And that you're not letting anything else control you. Amen? Amen. Avika says, "Hello." Okay. Lovina says, "The biggest sin, the greatest sin of man that man can commit is to reject Jesus." Yes. That's what I say too. That's what I say. You can be the biggest sinner of all sinners, but if you say yes to Jesus today, you will go to heaven. You can be the biggest religious person of all, but if you say no to Jesus, you will go to hell. The biggest and greatest sin that man can commit is the rejection of Jesus. Say no to Jesus. So say yes to Jesus. Amen. How can anyone resurrect Jesus? Resurrect as Jesus did Jesus. He also came back. So, was Jesus a half-human or ... Well, that's a good question. So, we believe that Jesus is fully God and fully man. Jesus is the visible representation of the invisible God. Jesus is the image of God Himself. And now, we see the Trinity God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son. And that's the triune God, three beings in one. Because our minds are so finite, we cannot imagine and comprehend exactly who God is. But there's three different forms. Each one is a form of God. Just like there's three different forms of water. There is liquid water, gas water, like steam or cloud. And there's also solid water, right? Which is ice, right? And so all three forms are water, H2O. Makes one. Different forms, but one is all water, H2O. Just like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is one. It's God. So, Jesus, he said himself, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. Or, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so, we got to follow Jesus. Jesus, he rose in victory from the dead, defeating sin, defeating death. You see, that's not the natural. That is the supernatural. And we believe what happens in the natural determines, it's determined about the supernatural. God is stronger. He's smarter. His plans are higher than our plans. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen? So Jesus is fully man and fully God. Glory to God. You know Jesus and he lives inside of you. Amen. So, was Jesus human? He was human. He died. He gave up his divinity to become human. And not only that, he was rejected by people. He became a servant and a slave and a criminal, even though he did nothing wrong, even though he was sinless. And then he died on the cross for your sin, the sin, the punishment that you deserve. Jesus died for you. He died for you so that you don't have to die for your sin. And then he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death. By his blood, now the Lamb of God satisfies the wrath of God. So the Lamb of God, his blood covers you, making you white as snow, making you righteous, making you acceptable to God so that you can have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. His body died, but his Holy Ghost was in you, is in you. Whoa. So, the Holy Ghost survived. Hello, Michelle. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, never died, but was in Jesus. And when Jesus ascended to heaven, he actually gave you the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave you the gift of salvation. He gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit, who comes in you, lives in you, empowers you, transforms you, and allows you to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Glory to God. Whew. Amen. Yes, Shawana. Fully man, fully God at the same time. Straight facts. You are more than you know. God has so much to show us. Develop an intimate relationship with him. He wants that intimate relationship with you. Right, Rain? Amen. Michelle. Yes. God loves each one of you. Dakota says, if I have a soul just like Jesus did, does that mean my soul can return just as Jesus did? Good question. Your soul, it lives on forever. Your soul does not die. Your soul does not need to be resurrected. When your body dies, your soul separates from your physical body, from your temporary body. And if you believe in Jesus, then your soul will be in eternal presence of God in heaven. But if you reject Jesus, then your soul will be headed towards ruin and destruction. And so, that answers the question. And the Spirit of God, who's God, is in you. That nurtures your soul. that fills your soul, that leads you towards the right direction. Amen. So Jesus is our Savior. Facts. That's right. Amen. You come in, kids, yes. And what do you mean? Yeah, we don't know. Ah, looks like we're done with the questions. Q&A. I hope that was helpful for you guys. It was really cool to be able to pin your comments, to see it, and also to glorify God with our words, with our prayer, with our life. So let's read what the prayer is. A letter to God. Lord, teach me to live the life of faith to which you have called me in community with others. And may I find healing and hope as I share my pain, temptations, trials with others on the journey. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Man, God is so good. And he loves you. And he cares for you. And he wants a relationship with him. So may God bless you, be with you, empower you, lead you towards the right direction. May he be your Lord, your God, your Savior, all the days of your life. And may you be blessed. Panda, Pastor Pan, wants to continue walking with you. So thanks for the follow. Thank you for joining me in this live stream and the many more to come. Let me check what we're going to jump into after 1 Peter. Tomorrow will be knowing God in 2 Peter chapter 1. Haha, that's a good follow-up. Good one. Lavone, hello. Bogie, hello there. Cammy says, you're cool. You're cool too. Thank you so much. Hakaki Ramakhowana. I really like reading long names, you know. And I like getting it right. So I hope I got it right. Says, amen. God bless you. Cammy says, pray every night, every day. Yeah, memorize the word of God. Meditate on it every day, day and night. Do not let it leave you. Let it be instilled in you and guide you. Amen. Carly says, hey, yo, what's up? Ryan says, yo, what's up? How's your day been? My day, I've been so tired today, but glory to God for I'm here right now. Jay Machine says, good night, brother. Good night to all of you guys, too. Yes. Says, amen. Yay, yay, yay. Glory to God. Well, we're going to have more live streams, so I will wish you guys good night. In Jesus' name, amen. Panda out.